Wispy Michael Voss appears. He's over. Looks to be in seat 1A for the Carlton coaching job.
Mm.
It's interesting. I think it was Chris Davies who said that the changes he's seen in Michael Voss, and this is what happened second time round, which is becoming Brett Ratton, and now it becomes Michael Voss. So we always used to say, why don't these coaches get a second chance? And it would appear that this is, maybe it's going to become a trend. He seeks copious amounts of feedback. He's been much better at man management. He's much better technically. Ollie Wine says he's just the extraordinary motivator. So all of that speaks to what you'd hope from Vossi second time around, doesn't it?
100%. He's been in charge of the development, the leadership program there, the player personal development stuff too. So he's had a great all round experience in football. You can't be ready, Gary, when you're given a job as early as what he was given. You just can't be. As great a player as he might have been, he can't have been ready for what was going to confront him at the Brisbane Lions in terms of the experience, the all-round experience you needed. So, of course, these guys are going to be better second time round. And he wouldn't – I bet he wasn't the same – I bet overall he wasn't the same bloke as he is right now. He wouldn't have been going to whoever it was back in the day as the CEO of the Brisbane Lions asking for feedback, because he's come out of the game as a player and he would have been overwhelmed by the enormity of the job that he had at hand as well. So now he's a far, I would say he's far more comfortable in his own skin too as a human being, which means that he's going to be a better coach.
When you're first time around, you probably don't want to show any vulnerability, You think, oh, they'll be looking at me knowing that I haven't done any assistant coaching, so I've just got to be so strong, I can't be seen to be asking for too much advice because they might think I'm not ready. So all those things would have to play out, but I think you're right. So, and then now he's going to go and surround himself with assistant coaches and put together that team. So that whole assistant coaching merry-go-round that we spoke about yesterday, they've got another page in that book with Rob Harvey hooking up with the Hawthorn Footy Club and going out with Sam Mitchell.
Yep, and he's had a lot of great experiences as well. He's coached in his own right for a short period of time, which he said he learned a lot about him and the coaching experience. So I think, when you're setting up a coaching panel, you need a group of people, obviously, that have had different experiences, are at different stages of their life, have different personalities, have different skills that they're going to be able to bring to the table. So I'm not surprised that Hawthorn have given him that opportunity to coach again.
And how much like the two competing teams who have had great success this year, both these teams are in the weekend. So then their coaches become a subject of great interest for other clubs. So I see where Stephen King's name's now, really strong on the wish list. Could he go back to Geelong? Because then Geelong, he could bring his, all the intelligence that he's been able to garner through the Lukey Beveridge time, and like Uze go to Melbourne, so he brings the Clarkson intelligence, Jocko Williams. So that has seemed to have been a big part of Melbourne's success, is getting that assistant coaching group right.